one-on-one with the crew from Med Club Bartlesville, and again have the opportunity to talk with Dr. Kerry Williams and Shannon Painter joining us again for this session. And Doctor, since last time you and I talked, I bet a few people have called up or gone on the website and said, I want to find out more. I need that one-on-one initial visit, initial consultation with you. I want to be a patient.
Absolutely. We've had the experience of some wonderful patients, and from everything from a veteran with post-traumatic stress to the mom working a job with two kids.
Wow.
And we've just been very fortunate. We've also been fortunate enough that direct primary care, this innovative practice model is lighting fire across the nation, is stirring a lot of interest on its own. And Shannon got a call from a gentleman that's self-employed in Ramona.
Was this the one, the call about that he was watching Sean Hannity? Or
yes.
Okay.
Yes, that's right. That's right. He gave me a call and asked if we were associated with Dr. Josh up in Wichita, Atlas MD. And I said we were, and we were using their EMR system. And he was real happy about that. He goes, well, I watched and listen to Dr. Josh with Sean Hannity, and I've done my research, and my wife is a teacher in Owosso, so I will be calling you back. He was just really happy to find us here.
So he's in now, and that family is a new patient?
Not quite yet.
Okay.
Not quite yet. He had to do some more research, and he was going to get back to us, but he was real happy with what we had to tell him.
So I'm sure people do think a lot about changing doctors, because it is a major step, right?
It is a major step, but I think once you come in for that initial free consultation, they realize, you know, it's going to be worth the change.
Well,
and everybody wants to save money.
Sure. And that's exactly what you're doing. Now, yes, the government's going to require you to buy insurance. But this is a better model.
It is a better model. It is, because she'll be able to cover a lot of things under this enrollment fee.
Okay, and the enrollment fee, I'm going to compare it again to Netflix. I know I've used that analogy several times, but you buy a Netflix subscription, and from then on, you can, you know, stream as many movies as you want.
Correct. You buy a certain package. You can also compare it to a gym membership.
Okay, yeah.
The average gym membership across the United States is $58. But you don't get access to the trainer.
No, that's just for the equipment. If I
want
to, you know, be a gym rat and work out, and that's not a bad thing, but if you want a little bit of supervision, somebody that says, hey, you're not doing this the best way, that's extra.
That is correct, let alone after-hours access.
Wait a minute, after-hours as in, you know, you close your office doors officially at whatever posted the time is, they can call you at 8 o'clock at night?
With emergencies, certainly can, though members get an exclusive phone number to have access to me personally.
Wow. What are your hours?
Our hours are 9 to 4:30 Monday through Thursday. But remember that access after hours, holidays, weekends for those emergencies.
Okay. Now, a patient, I suppose legally does, but do you require insurance? You really don't deal with insurance per se, do you?
We deal with no insurance. So you can budget every month this flat monthly fee, and then we provide very discounted labs and drugs, our top 30 to 50 generic drugs. Mm-hmm. So it'd be less expensive. So there's, again, no deductible, no copay.
And I think people are familiar with that list of top 30, top 50. Many of the national chain pharmacies offer something that they've got their list. You're actually looking at what works in and around the Bartlesville area, which may or may not be that national list because patients are different.
Exactly. Also what works in our practice.
Again, having grown up in a pharmacy environment, I know some physicians have a medication that they feel for many patients works better than a lot of the others out there that do the same sort of thing, the same class of drugs.
Correct.
And so if you have something that you like to prescribe for your patients and you can offer them at a lower price when you dispense it, everybody saves.
Very much so. I think our general population is more educated and will use the internet, a website called GoodRx. is available across the nation to look up specific drugs, common drugs, in your particular community. So, for instance, a Z-Pak a couple weeks ago was over $15 per prescription. We sell it for $3.50.
Wow. That's a tremendous buy right there. And yeah, there are times, I think every family that's listening to us has had a prescription for a Z-Pak at one time or another.
It is a common medication.
It sure is. Shannon, you get the opportunity to spend a little bit of time with the patients. You're the first voice probably on the phone.
Yes.
And I'll tell you, once they find out that the smile on your face and that infectious laugh, they're coming back.
Yes. Well, I've had a few patients, you know, that were previous patients of Dr. Williams that were glad, you know, to see me still there too, you know. And like somebody posted on Facebook, the team was back together, you know.
Yeah. I mean, it's Perry Mason and Della Street.
Well, it makes the patient even more comfortable. They're coming into a familiar doctor they know, a familiar front girl they know, and it just makes them comfortable,
yeah.
You know. And you know, as far as, I'm going to go back to the scripts, you know, there's so many people, single mothers out there who have maybe many kids with all the prescriptions. Then you have the poor people that are on Social Security. I remember when I was working before, they'd say, I can't afford my scripts. I can't afford my scripts. And they don't take them, mm-hmm. You know, so it's just something to think about.
A medicine does you no good sitting on the shelf.
No, it doesn't. You know, it doesn't. And you just feel sorry for them.
And doctor, so if you find that a patient doesn't take Med A, then you're going to suggest a way to get the same result, maybe either through Med B or trying something lifestyle change for your patient.
Absolutely. There's more than one way to skin a cat, and we should look at all options.
And part of that, I guess, is that conversation with a friend. You're coming to see the doctor, but by the same token, you're seeing somebody that cares about them more than just, can I get to the next patient?
That's correct. And having the luxury of time to talk to them and tell them why and how this works. And that, and to also look at their own mortality. How long do you plan on living? And how do you plan on, what's the next chapters of your life? And let's prepare, and how do we do this? I also do a lot of practical analogies, and for instance, talking about your hips and knees, talking and comparing that to your upper and lower U joints in your truck. Yeah, people get that.
Yeah, and I think the more we understand either why you're prescribing this med or why you want me to take it in the morning, not at night.
That's right.
It's important.
Very much so. And once they understand why, the compliance goes up dramatically.
Shannon, have you found, you mentioned the people that have done their homework on this type of medicine, this direct primary care, and people are choosing the practice often, yeah, sometimes for doctor.
Yes.
But sometimes because of why it goes on that way.
Right, right. But most people, they will get them there is through doctor, uh-huh. Knowing the doctor and stuff. And then they'll still come in and ask questions and stuff, but for the most part, they're real comfortable.
Okay, sounds good.
And for employers, I had a young man call, 37-year-old white male, mm-hmm. who is signing up for his plan for next year. And he'd done his arithmetic. And at $37, it's $50 a month. And he went from $1,000 deductible that cost him about... It cost him about $224 a month.
Okay.
Through his employer. If he went up to $2,000, it went down to $160. He mm-hmm. saved $64. And if he had deduced that $50 put in there, he would still be saving $14 a month. And that's $168 a year.
That he can do with for whatever, I don't care, from going out and getting extra meal, maybe if with the family at night, you know, or going to a movie, whatever.
But with families on these tight budgets, he would be able to budget, he would be able to get the primary care that he needed, and have great access.
And I think it's that access that sells a lot of the other things, to me anyway, that you never know for sure. If I call up on a Thursday, you know, many clinics are closed or have limited hours on Friday. it's a matter of, can I even get in to see the doctor?
That is correct. And if it's an emergency, well, generally make an exception. And we would like you to call us about emergencies, not life-threatening ones,
no,
but ones that we can possibly save you that $1,000 from going to the emergency room.
If I call up and I'm having whatever it is I've called up, does that automatically go in my chart, in my record, that you can refer back to it later?
On the exclusive number that is given to members, yes, your call is logged. Also, if you text me or email me, that is automatically put into your electronic medical records.
And it's that electronic medical record that I think makes it easy for you to recall and fetch back. And, of course, that means that it's at, whether it's Shannon's fingertips to hand to you or whether you can recall it from memory, it's there.
Correct.
We can also, within the system, we can have the ability to text right from there or email right from there also.
So if I've got a need to pick up a medication, you can,
yes,
text me, it's ready, come pick it up?
Yes, we have done that. They'll respond and tell us when they're going to be there.
Now, last time I talked with doctor, we mentioned that, let's say that some labs are done, but they weren't necessarily ready when I left the appointment. You're going to call me back or FaceTime or something so that I've got a one-on-one explanation with my lab work.
Yes, the fact that we are not dealing with any insurances, we don't have to follow their rules. So when the labs come in, he'll get a copy, and then they can either FaceTime or speak over the phone while he's at work. He doesn't have to take a day off or half a day off to come in for an appointment. They can go over the labs right there. So that saves that patient time, you know, which is very important.
Mm-hmm.
And also I wanted to touch on when a patient comes in and they have to have extra fees that aren't included, which is very minimal, they have the right to either pay right then and there, or we can just add it to their monthly fee that comes out. So that helps with their budgeting too.
Yeah, and I think that's something that this type of practice is very budget conscious.
Yes, it is. And we will work around it. I had one patient who couldn't make the payment that month. That's okay. You know, we worked on it the next month.
Wait, you're dealing with real people?
Yes. Yes. And you get a person when you answer the phone. Go figure.
Yeah, a practice for people, run,
yes,
by people that eventually become your friend.
Yes. That's what the most part is, they get to be friends, you
and,
know?
Yeah.
And, yeah, they just stop in sometimes. They want to tour the office or whatever.
Doctor, do you deal with nursing home or homebound patients, too? Can they access?
We can make special arrangements for that.
Okay. So it's no matter who you are, what your circumstances are, there is a way that this practice fits into my life and the lives of the people we're talking about.
We will do our best.
I'm sure there's an exception someplace. But yeah, I hear that. I see it in your face. I occasionally wish I had a webcam on things like that. That we could, you know, that the listeners could see what I see.
I was described as a female Marcus Welby with an iPhone.
I like that analogy.
Yes.
Yeah. Marcus Welby was their patient's friend, and whether he saw them in the office or at their house, or for that matter, probably one episode on the golf course, it,
mm-hmm,
happened.
Right.
Correct.
Yeah. Med Club Bartlesville. It's a unique practice. It's fee based. You can pick up a brochure, but for a youngster under 20 years old as part of their family membership, there's only $20 a month. That's amazing.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
We love watching these children grow up.
And you, I'm sure, get to watch them grow up, too.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
And after 20 years of practice, some of my children have had children.
What a great idea. Shannon, walk me through the sign-up procedure. It can start on the website, right?
It can start up on this website through www.medclub.clinic. However, if you just don't want to do that, you're not comfortable, just give me a call and come in a few minutes early before the appointment, and we will go through it step by step together.
918-214-8200 is the phone number. Physical address, I'll just say it's in the former Bowles Jewelry Store.
Yes, which is 2301 Southeast Washington Boulevard, right across the street from McAllister's.
Sounds like a great idea, and lunch in the process.
There you go.
One-on-one with the folks from Med Club Bartlesville. More coming up in just a moment on AM 1400 K1.